Podcast Tech 1, Interpolation and Extrapolation. Welcome ACN 3073 students. My name is Teresa Ascombe. I'm one of your lecturers for this subject. Today I would like to explain the two terms of interpolation and extrapolation, as we have had many student queries regarding these two terms. I will start off with giving a definition of the two terms and then explaining how to work out the rate using interpolation or extrapolation. Let's begin. Interpolation is estimating an unknown rate that lies somewhere between two known rates. Extrapolation is estimating an unknown rate that falls outside the interval of two known rates. There's an easy way to remember this. Interpolation is inter, inside, and extrapolation is ex, like ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. They're outside. Please remember that in the exam, we will always give you these two rates. You will not be required to work them out or estimate the starting point. As per page 57 of the study guide, you will be given the 5% and the 6%. You will have to work out the 5.64%. You have been given the two rates, now what? Step 1 is to work out the MPV of each known rate. Step 2 is to use these MPVs in the formula. Please refer to page 166, example 1 of the study guide to see how it's done. Interpolation or extrapolation is used to determine the internal rate of return, the IRR. The IRR is the discount rate at which the sum of the cash inflows equals the cash outflows, so that the MPV is zero. In other words, you could say it's a break-even. Now, how do you know when to use the interpolation formula or the extrapolation formula? When doing the MPV calculation using the two known rates, if the MPVs are both positive or both negative, it will be extrapolation. But if one MPV is negative and the other MPV is positive, then you use interpolation, because zero will be the between the two. A very good example of this is in the November 2010 exam, question 2. Please have a look at this exam. The exam together with the solutions are on My Unisa. We have also made available the definitions and formulas in our frequently asked questions under announcements on My Unisa. Please make use of this. I hope this podcast has helped you better understand interpolation and extrapolation. If you are still struggling, please do not hesitate to contact us. All the best with your studies. Remember, the harder you work, the luckier you get. Thank you.